From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Houthi rebels in Yemen have vowed to send more missiles into Saudi Arabia unless the Saudi-led coalition halts its bombing campaign in Yemen. Houthi rebel leader Saleh al-Samad told a rally in Sana'a Monday that missile power against the aggressor nations is a message of peace. If they stop airstrikes, we stop the missiles. If they continue, we have the right to defend ourselves. Saudi officials said they shot down the missiles fired at the capital Riyadh and three other cities around midnight Sunday, although one person was killed by falling debris. The Saudis accused the Houthis of using Iranian-made missiles. Coalition spokesman Brigadier Turki al-Maliki demanded that Iran stop its support of terrorist organizations. Foundation for the Defense of Democracies analyst Benham Ben Talablu said there is little doubt Iran is providing the missiles despite its denials.
The Houthis on the ground reflecting that decision to continue to chip away at the political will of the coalition and strike at their adversary's capital, Riyadh, definitely is meant to chip away at that political will.
The missile attack came as the Yemen conflict entered its fourth year, pitting Shia Houthi rebels against the Saudi coalition backing the internationally recognized Yemen government, creating one of the world's worst humanitarian crises. The son of Angola's former president, José Filomeno dos Santos, has been charged with fraud involving a $500 million transaction and a central bank account. He's the highest-profile figure to be charged with the crime since President João Lourenço succeeded longtime leader José Eduardo dos Santos last September on a pledge to fight corruption. A former central bank governor has also been implicated in the case. This is VOA News. The U.S. has announced it will expel 60 Russian diplomats, joining other governments in punishing the Kremlin for a nerve agent attack on a former Russian double agent in Britain that London has blamed on Moscow. It's a charge Russia denies. In all, Western nations kicked out some 100 diplomats Monday. U.S. UN Ambassador Nikki Haley said the attack is part of a pattern of bad judgment exhibited by Moscow.
And when we see these espionage tactics that are taking place right here at the heart of the UN, we can't have that. And this is really not just us, but multiple countries saying all of these actions have to stop.
Russia's foreign ministry called the expulsions provocative and promised a response. Russia analyst Stephen Fortescue, honorary associate professor at the University of New South Wales, called the poisoning and the West's response a serious development.
Really, we've been in something like a Cold War situation with Russia for some time. This certainly hasn't helped.
The double agent, Sergei Skripal, and his daughter remain in critical condition since the March 4th attack. A German court says it will take several days to decide the fate of former Catalonian President Carles Puigdemont, who has been sought by Spain to face charges of rebellion and a possible lengthy prison term. Puigdemont and other former Catalan officials went into exile after Madrid took direct control of the territory following an October independence bid. In Syria's once rebel-controlled eastern Ghouta, dozens of buses are removing thousands of opposition fighters and civilians, part of a negotiated agreement to end a five-week assault by Russian-backed government forces. This man was part of the exodus to rebel-controlled Idlib. He said the displacement followed a strategy of torture, shelling, siege, and starvation. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan Monday said membership in the European Union remains a strategic goal, but EU officials said talks with Mr. Erdogan in Bulgaria Monday offered no answers to a long list of concerns, including Turkey's intervention in Syria, the domestic suppression of press freedoms. The government of the Democratic Republic of Congo Monday said it will refuse international funding for its long-delayed presidential election, insisting it will fund its own ballot. It said outside money would amount to foreign interference. Egyptians voted Monday and continue Tuesday in the first of a three-day process likely to re-elect President Abdel Fattah el-Sisi, who faces a token challenge from a single candidate. The former armed services chief engineered the ouster of democratically elected Islamist predecessor Mohamed Morsi in 2013. Linda Brown, the young girl at the center of a consequential U.S. Supreme Court ruling against racial segregation in the 1950s, has died. She was 76. Her father's effort to enroll her in an all-white Topeka, Kansas school led to the famous Brown v. Board of Education ruling that ended school segregation in America. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.